Okay, we're now on Daf Tzadi Ches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. The first line that is the widest in the Amud, so that's about 15 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, that's what we're up to. Okay, so the Gemara says the following: Amar Rav. Rav says Lo Ivrei Alma El David. The word was only created for David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar le Moshe, the world was created for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar le Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan said he was created for Mashiach. So what's this debate about? Who was the world created for? So on one level, you can say that David, in the Rashi says that the world was created in the merit of David, that he was going to say Shiros v'tzishbachos, he was going to say Shira. And Shmuel says, no, the world was created for Moshe because Moshe is going to get the Torah. So what's better, Shira or the Torah? Maybe this reflects both aspects of what is expected of us. The Torah is the basis, it's the foundation of our lives, but we also need Shira. The goal maybe, at least according to Rav, is we take that Torah, though, and we use those Torah values to sing Shira to Hashem, to respond to events with emotion. Torah is probably more intellectual, more analytical, less emotional, less passionate. That Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, and we need a Torah, a blueprint for how to live our lives. That's Shmuel's view. So that's obviously the most important thing. Rav says, no, the world's created for David, because we need more than simply Torah. We need the passion, the emotion that's associated with the Shiros v'Shispachos, what David HaMelech composed. And maybe Mashiach is a combination of two. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Nivra, he said the world was created only for Mashiach. Because maybe the Mashiach is a combination of both Torah and Shir. We saw in earlier Gemara that Chizkiah could have been Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. He got everyone to study Torah, to learn Torah in his days, but not Shira. Had they sang Shira, then it would have been this combination. That's what Mashiach is, combining Torah and Shira. So now the Gemara asks, "My Shmo, what is the name of this Mashiach?" So the Veir of Shila Amri, Shilo Shmo. So it's funny, like all these people, now we're going to see, they're going to associate the name of Mashiach with the name of their Rebbe. Rabbi Shila, the base master of Shila, said his name is Shilo. Shenemar Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, as the Pasuk says, until Shilo comes. The Veir of Yana Amri, Yinon Shmo. The base master of Yana says his name is Yinon. Means that even before the sun was created, it was already in the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the Mashiach, whose name is Yinon, similar to Yanai. The Rabbi Chanina Amar, the base manager of Chanina says, Chanina Shmo, his name is Chanina. Shenemar Asher Lo Etein Lachem Chanina. That he said, the Pasuk says that I'm not going to give you Chanina, I'm not going to give you grace or favor. Meaning, because then Mashiach still doesn't come until you have Chanina. So again, everyone's interpreting it according to their name. Shilo, like Shilo. So Rashi says, and Yana, Yino, Rabbi Chanina, Chanina. And Yesh Omrim, there are those who say that Menachem ben Chizkiah Shmo, his name is Menachem ben Chizkiah. It's another name for Menashe. Rashi says this was Menashe. Shenema Kira Chakmen and Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. That Menachem is going to restore my soul, Menachem ben Chizkiah. So he's going to be the Mashiach. The name is going to be Mashiach. And Rabbanan Amri Chivra Devei Rav Shmo, that the Mitzora, the house of Rebbe, is his name. Shnemar Yachin Chalinu Hu. The Pasuk said that we are suffering, we are bearing the suffering, and we are considered afflicted. And so we have these five different names: Shilo, Yinon, Chanina, Menachem, Chivara. The Ein Eliyahu actually says that the name of different names reflect different opinions on how Mashiach will come. Shilo means Kate, the end. So according to this opinion, that Mashiach is going to come at the very end. He will come, even if we're not worthy, Shem's still going to come at the end. Yinon is that Mashiach will awaken the Yishenei Afar to request mercy for the people. In other words, they will invoke, the Mashiach will invoke Zuchus Avos, the merit of the ancestors. Chanina means that we will be zochet to Mashiach through mercy. Menachem, this is Menashe, the son of Chizkiah, did teshuva. He repented. So we will be zochet for Mashiach if we do teshuva like Menachem. And Chivara is that we're going to, Chivara is the suffering servant. We are going to be zoche for Mashiach based on doing teshuva. So different names, different ways Mashiach is going to come about. So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that Amar Rav Nachman said, Iman Chiyahu, if the Mashiach is among the living, Harehu Kambogonana, I'm the Mashiach. That Mashiach will be his strength will be from him. The Mashiach that is his strength will be from him, and Mashiach will be among those who come from David HaMelech, and they have some rulership, some power even in Galus. And Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of Rav Gamliel, and he was from David HaMelech. So he was a descendant of David HaMelech. So he said that he thinks that because Mashiach is going to be someone who currently has power from David HaMelech, so he's probably the most likely candidate. Rav Imin Chayahu could go in Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If he's among the living, he is like someone like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, because also he was also a leader, and he also suffered. Right? We said one opinion of Mashiach is going to suffer. And also, he was a pious individual. I mean Messiah, but if he's among those who, if he's similar to someone who's already perished, someone who's already dead, he's like Daniel, because Daniel was someone who suffered, he was thrown to lions, and he was also a chassid, he was also a powerful person. So, different explanations. Now, Amarav Yehuda. Amarav, Rav Yehuda's name of Rav, also Kadosh Baruch Hu Lavi Lahem David Acher. Hashem is going to appoint a second David. Shenemar Ve'ivdu Es Hashem Elokehem Ves David Malkam Asher Kim Alehem. Then he said he's going to appoint David HaMelech. Hekim Lo Nemar Ela Akim. That there's going to be a David in the future. A second David. Ah, Amar Lehi Rapapa Labai, but Rapapa said to Abai, Valksi, but behold, it's written, V'David Abdi Nasi Lahem Lolam, that my David, my servant, is a prince for them forever. Meaning he's going to be their leader forever, even in the future. So he responded, "Kigon Kesar Pagi Kesar." You have a king and a second in command. So too, that the future David will be the king, and David HaMelech, who we know who composed Tehillim, will be second in command. The Darash Rav Simloi. Now Rav Simloi expounded the following: "My Dixiv Hoy Habisavim Es Yom Hashem Lamaze Lachem Yom Hashem Hu Choshech Vloor." So what does it mean when it's written that woe to those who desire the day of Hashem? Why is this for you the day of Hashem? It's darkness and not light. Mashal etarnegol va'atalef. It is a parable of a rooster and an atalef. Again, the mar de atalef, I think it's called a bat. But I think some say it's a tinshamet. It's similar to, Rashi explains, it is something that doesn't have eyes. So it goes about at night and it doesn't have any eyes. And so it cannot see. And it's similar to, in Parshmini, a tin shames. So you have this rooster and this bird that cannot see. Shahayu mitzapin lor, they both want light. Omele tarlun la talef, the rooster says to the bat, or the bird that doesn't have eyes, ani mitzapel ora, I hope for light. Sha'or shalihi, because it's good for me, I have eyes. Atal amulcha ora, why do you need light? You can't benefit. So too, in the time of the gula, the redemption, Jewish people are going to hope for redemption, because it's a day of Hashem, it will be great for them. But for the non-Jews, what are they hoping for? For them, it's always dark. That's not good. You know, what's the message here? So the message here is that David HaMelech is that this idea of the Mashiach will come with the when it's going to be darkest for the non-Jews. The Beis Levi writes that even if we're not righteous, Hashem will punish the non-Jews for their darkness, for their bad deeds. Rav Tzedek HaKohen, in a more mystical way, explains that in the Pre-Tzadik, in his commentary on Parshas Kisavo, he wants to explain that what does it mean the Mashiach is going to come when it's dark for the non-Jews? Because right now, they have sparks, and our job is to collect all the sparks, all the nitzotzos of Kedusha, that are found among the non-Jews, and collect them, and through that, bring the light of Mashiach. So once we collect all those sparks that are in the world, so then it's going to be dark for the non-Jews. And we're just going to have the light of the Mashiach. And the Gemara continues in the top of Daf Tzadi Tesam and Aleph. This is what a certain heretic said to Rabbi Abahu. Emasai alto Mashiach. When's Mashiach going to come? Amar Leh, he said to him, Chichafil chashuch lahari inshi. When the darkness will cover you. Amar Leh, the heretic said, Mela kalaiti li. Are you cursing me, Amar Leh? No. Ki ahina choshechasa eret, varafelu mi, valayach yizrach Hashem, kvolo alayach. So he says that the darkness will cover you. Okay, now the Gemara is going to tell you about the timing of the Mashiach. Tanya, we learn a Brisa. Rebbe Lezer says, Yimotza Mashiach Arba'im Shana, 40 years at the time of the Mashiach. Shenem Arba'im Shana Akut Bedar. Akut means I held. In the generation of 40 years, which is a small generation, and this is referring to, he's saying, during this time, Akut, I will take the Jewish people and I will rule over them. And the Ran actually writes that it's actually better that it's shorter, because after the Yemos HaMashiach, then there's going to be Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim. So we want it to be short. So this transition period of Yemos HaMashiach will only be 40 years. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah says no. He says it's Shivim Shana, 70 years. He brings a pasuk. Shenem Avayobem Hu Benishkacha Tzor Shivim Shana Kimei Melech Achad, and it'll be in that day the siege of 70 years will be forgotten. The pain of 70 years will be forgotten, like the days of one king. Eze melech miuchad, what is one king? Havim v'zeh Mashiach. So it's going to be, Moshe Mashiach is going to be for 70 years. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said that Shol Shadar, it's going to be three generations. Shinema Yeruchah im Shemesh v'lifnei Yorech Dor Dorim. That the nation, the Klai Yisrael, will be seen by Hashem in the generation of Mashiach, and it will be like the nation of the sun and before the moon. In other words, the generation of Mashiach is related to the Shemesh. And the Yorech refers to Melech HaMashiach. And when it will be seen, Dor Dorim. Dor is one generation, Dorim is two generations. So three generations, after three generations, so then we're going to get, that's going to be the time of Yemos HaMashiach. And then again, we have Rabbi Hillel. Rabbi Hillel, Omer Ein Lahem Mashiach Lisrosh, Kvar Achlu Beimei Cheskiyahu. There's not going to be Mashiach in the future for the Jewish people, because there was already Mashiach. They already had their chance in the days of Chizkiyahu, who was supposed to be Mashiach, and they lost their opportunity. Again, some of Farshim explained that doesn't mean that he's rejecting the Messianic, the final redemption. He just said maybe Hashem himself will redeem them without the help of Mashiach. Amar Rav Yosef, says, Shara Le Mare, God should forgive the Rabbi Hillel. God should forgive Rabbi Hillel for this mistake. Because Chizkiyahu, Emas Hava, when Chizkiyahu live, Bayis Rishon, the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, Vila Zechariah Kabi Snabe, Zman Bayis Sheni, and Zechariah prophesied in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. And what he said, Vamar Gili Maod Bas Sion Hari Bas Yerushalayim, Hine Malkech, Malcha Yevolacha, Tzadik Venoshahu, Ani Varochev, Al Chamor, Val Ir Ben Asonos. That he's saying that your king will come to you, a righteous king, poor, and he would be running on a donkey. So Zechariah prophesies about Mashiach, and he's in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. This is after Chizkiyahu had already passed away. We continue, and the Gemara says a few other opinions. Tanya Idach, another Brisa says, Rebbe Lezer says, you must Mashiach Arba'im Shana, you must Mashiach is 40 years. Chsiv Hacha, V'yancho, V'yarivecha, V'yachil Chalazaman. Chsiv Hassam, it says that Hashem oppressed you, and he starved you, and he fed you the man. And Chsiv Hassam, it's written by the Yimotz Mashiach, Samchenu Kimos Ini Sano Shnos Ra. We're going to celebrate like the days of our Inoy, of our suffering. So it says, V'yancha, 40 years in the desert, the Enoi, so the celebration, like the days of the Enoi, so the time of Mashiach will be like those days that we saw, that we suffered, which is 40 years in the desert. Vdosa Omer, Arba Miel shall be 400 years. Ksiv Ha'cham, because it's written, Vavadum Ve'inos Amarav Shana. Ksiv Ha'cham, Sechenu Kimos Inisanu. Mentioned that we're going to be oppressed in the Bris Beit Absarim, that Aaron's descendants will be oppressed for 400 years. So we're going to celebrate like the days of our oppression, which will be 400 years. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Shlosh Meos Vishishim Chameshana, 365 years. Kiminyan Yemos Acham, like the days of solar year. That just like the Meraglim, the spies, that they toured the land for 40 days, at the end they spoke Lashon Hara, so they were punished in the desert for 40 years, one day per year. And so too, when it comes to the redemption, it will be one year for, the redemption will be 1 year for every day. So every day, basically, for every day of the year, right? In other words, he says Shnas Geulai Ba'a. So there'll be a year for every day. For every day of the year, so it's going to be a Shnas Geulai. There'll be 1 year for every day of redemption. So since there are 365 days in the year, so there'll be 365 years of redemption of Yemos HaMashiach. And the Gemara says, "My Yom Nakam Libi." What does this mean? A day of vengeance in my heart. So the Gemara explains that Amar Rav Yochanan, the Libi Gilisi, in my heart, I revealed the matter, like that I'm going to take revenge on my enemy. But Levarailo Gilisi, I didn't reveal it to my limbs. In other words, God didn't want to speak it out. And Reish Lakish says, "Libi Gilisi." To my heart, I revealed it, but Lamalach Yeshurus Lo Gilisi, I didn't reveal it to the angel. So this kind of reflects this idea of this tension that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about in the Gula. It's going to cause destruction to the other nations. And therefore, it's tough that God did not want to reveal it, essentially, want to tell it to others. So the Tana Avime Bereit to Rabbi Abahu, and Avime, the son of Abahu, taught, Yemos HaMashiach Yisrael, Shiva Salafim Shara. So the time of Mashiach, days will be 7,000 years. Shenemar Mitzos Chasan Al Kala, Yosis Alaych Alokayich. Just like a Chasan celebrates for his Kala, so too Hashem will celebrate for us. So Sheva Brachos are for 7 days. Shiva Shemei Mishta. So therefore, one day of Hashem is like 1,000 years. So therefore, it will be 7,000 years. And finally, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda's name is Shmuel, Yemos HaMashiach, Kimi Yom, Shenivra, Olam Barachshav. Days of Mashiach will be like from the world was created until now. Shenamar, Kimei HaShemayim Al-Aretz. Like the days that he said to Hashem, that Hashem said that your days will be numerous on the land that Hashem gave you, like the days of the heaven on the earth. But wait a second. Jewish people were not on their land this long, like the days of the heaven on the earth, meaning from the day that the world was created until now. So obviously, this was going to be in the Yemos HaMashiach. Time of Mashiach will be Kivimei HaShemayim Al-Aretz. Like however long the world was until then, that's how long the Mashiach is going to be. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak says that Mimei Noach Ad Hashem, not from the time when the world was created until now, but from the time of Noach. Shema Kimei Noach Zosli Asher Nishbati, because the waters of Noach, you read it, instead of Kimei, means not because the waters of Noach, but Kimei, like the days of Noach, like the calculation of the days of Noach until now, so that Hashem will promise that in the future, that he's not going to destroy the world after Mashiach comes until this time. That's from the days of Noah until Mashiach comes, so that he's not going to destroy the world for those many years. After those many years, this means Mashiach, then there will be created in Olam Haba, a new world.